Now, it's a fact in Pakistan that political discord can be deadly. Just last week, the governor of Punjab province, Salman Taseer, was gunned down by his own bodyguard. The gunman, Mumtaz Qadri, told police he despised the governor's support for amending Pakistan's blasphemy law. That law allows the death penalty for people who malign the Prophet Muhammad. Yesterday, more than 50,000 demonstrators took to the streets of Karachi to show their support for the confessed killer. In fact, the blasphemy law appears to have broad backing, including among modern, Western-educated Pakistanis. Madiha Tahir reports from Karachi on how this case has exposed new fault lines.
Demonstrators carpet the road as far as the eye can see. This rally is to support the death sentence for Azia Bibi, a woman convicted of blasphemy. Governor Taseer met with Bibi following her conviction and very publicly filed a mercy petition on her behalf. This is Taseer explaining his position to CNN.
Her petition has been filed in the High Court, and if the High Court does what the High Court should do, which is suspend the sentence and release her, if they do that, fine. If they don't, then we'll pardon her.
Dissenters say this is where Taseer went wrong.
Taseer tried to get around the proper legal procedures. Once the death sentence was imposed, he needed to appeal to the High Court.
Umar Faidan is a lawyer and supports the blasphemy law.
Salman Taseer ignored the process and met with her in jail and said he'd have her pardoned. Salman Taseer took this step on his own, which was wrong.
Supporters of the blasphemy law, known as Section 295C, say it's simply implementing God's will. Awais Nourani is vice chairman of a local Islamist political party.
295C is a law made by a man, but according to the Quran and Sunnah.
Nourani says that speaking against the blasphemy law, therefore, is also blasphemous.
This law cannot be discussed. Why does the government want to discuss it? When the Quran says there's no way you can change, make any change.
And that's how Islamist proponents of Section 295C have raised it to the status of God's law and put it beyond the pale of discussion. The problem isn't simply fuzzy thinking. Many supporters are not ignorant, provincial, or undereducated. Nourani lived and went to school in the U.S. for 14 years before returning to Pakistan. And he's an American citizen. Zahir Kidwai says post-9/11 politics have a lot to do with it. Kidwai runs a multimedia and educational technology company in Pakistan. He says the kids he talks to harbor resentment about their treatment as Pakistanis and as Muslims abroad.
When you talk to them, the ones that come back from there insist on saying that this is the way we are treated there, this is the way the police treats us. And I don't think that those are the right answers, but that's the answer they've got in their mind.
In short, it's identity politics. They condemn anyone who they view as attacking Islam, even if it's another secular Pakistani, like Governor Salman Taseer. In this context, secular forces have a tough uphill battle. Ali Ahmed started a group to support a parliamentary bill that would amend the blasphemy law and remove capital punishment. For his views, Ahmed is now receiving death threats via text messages, phone calls, and Facebook.
I just posted that this blasphemy law has to go. And after my comment, there was a comment by a guy. He was saying, okay, if this blasphemy law has to go, you have to go as well, like your Salman Taseer.
This is how the Islamist supporters of the law are able to silence the opposition, making it difficult to know what the average Pakistani thinks. People feel caught between the extreme militant view of the law's supporters and the secular attitude of its detractors, and many more just feel left out of the political game.
Pakistan is a game and we can't read it. I don't have enough education. I'm busy with my own rat race. No one asks anything of people like us, what I think, don't think. This is our condition.
And that kind of ambivalence, in the wake of Taseer's murder, may already have sealed the fate of Azia Bibi. For The World, I'm Madiha Tahir in Karachi.